Okay, our city council meeting for Tuesday, May 19th, 2020 is called to order. Invocation by Councilperson Joni Blaylock, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful day in the city of Orange Beach, and thank you for the much-needed shower yesterday that we were blessed with on the island. Dear Heavenly Father, be with us throughout this night as we make decisions for the city. We thank you for your continued protection of our city, of her residents, her staff, and the elected officials. Be with us tonight as we continue to make decisions for our city, and help us to always be in search of the truth and goodwill. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
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 The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please, ma'am.
Councilmember Silvers.
Here.
Councilmember Johnson.
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell.
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock.
Here.
Councilmember Boyd.
Here.
Mayor Cannon.
Here. Okay, entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda with 8 additional items, the first being approval of a business license for Gulf Coast Ducks, LLC. The second, a resolution appropriating funds for 2 teaching units for Orange Beach High School. The third, a resolution authorizing professional service agreements for special needs aides for Camp Sunshine. The fourth, a resolution authorizing a single source purchase for construction of Gulf Bay Road drainage improvements. The fifth, a resolution authorizing a task order for a new shooting range. The sixth, a resolution authorizing a change order for the Coastal Resources Center site work. The seventh, resolution authorizing a subaward grant agreement for the Restore Act-funded sewer project upgrade. And the eighth, a resolution authorizing a subaward grant agreement for the Restore Act-funding canal road improvements east of State Highway 161.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Moving to previous minutes. Consideration of regular council meeting committee of the whole 4-7-2020. There are no objections. Reading the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? There are no correction. Minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements by the council?
Mayor, Pastor Kinder is here from Orange Beach United Methodist Church. I think he has a few comments about the use of the Sportsplex during the Easter Sunday and also last Sunday for a drive-in service. So, Jim, would you?
Good evening, Mayor and City Council. We just want to take just a very brief moment to say thank you. Thank you for allowing us to use the parking lot at the Orange Beach Sportsplex. A wonderful staff out there, just so cooperative and helpful, and especially during this time of pandemic. It's just good to live in a community where we partner together to make it better for everyone. So we just wanted to share that word of thanks with everyone.
And Jim, thank you to you all for orchestrating this with the radio station so that, you know, everybody could just participate in our community. I know that at that time, we're probably in the middle of it and a lot of uncertainty, but thank you for what you did. I appreciate
it. Absolutely. Thank you.
Well, some people like birthdays and some people like Christmas, but my favorite day of the year is Friday. As opening day of Red Snapper season. For the private recreational. The other guys that get to fish all week, and please call and make a reservation with one of our charter guys in the city of Orange Beach. They start on June the 1st.
Yes. Amen.
We will not tell your wife you said that.
She knows.
Mayor? There are a few ladies here from the Orange Beach Ladies Tennis League that would like to say a few words. Carla?
Hi, I'm Carla. I am the president of the Orange Beach Ladies Tennis League, and we just want to say thank you for the courts and everything. We're excited. We're very thankful and grateful for everything. All of us are. So that's what we're here for.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you for coming.
There were a few comments about why it's all 8 are being done at the same time. And just to clarify, when we looked at the totality of the rec center project going at the same time as a major drainage project running right down the middle of the parking lot and with courts, we realized that if we were going to have construction going, we needed to maximize what we could get done, mainly because of laydown yards and the ability to move equipment, store equipment, and materials. And we felt like if we broke it up, it would create a delay, a dilemma, and it was going to cost us more to do half. So in talking with our new construction manager, Nick, he said this makes much more sense. So that's why we did it that way. So if y'all would spread the word, I would appreciate it. I'm not allowed on Facebook, so y'all need to please do that for me if you would, okay? Okay. Anyone else with anything else? Okay, dope. Auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests, are within the budget, and appropriate for payment.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply, are within the budget, and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Okay, two wonderful, fantastic recognitions. Number one is Mr. Garrett Ard. Would you like, Garrett, I tell you what, why don't you get up there and just tell us all about your project, what you've accomplished, which is huge.
All righty. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for having me today. I made a little PowerPoint. Just 1 second.
Thank you for everybody. Garrett is one of our own. He's an Eagle Scout. And Mom and Dad are here, and we appreciate y'all. So
yes,
take it away, Garrett.
Yeah. All right. So hi, everyone. Thank you so much for having me. I just want to give you a couple minutes to kind of tell you about my Eagle Scout project, the process we went through, everything like that.
Yes.
This project began when I was really early in high school. I had short hair and a clean face, so you can see it has been quite a process. But we came up with the idea of doing a memorial reef complex to recognize my grandfather and honor some of the great men that I had in my life. And so I gave various presentations around the community, particularly you guys, and you gave a wonderfully generous donation, so thank you so, so much for that. But we also gave a presentation to the Gulf Coast Reef Foundation. They gave us a lot of money, and just various organizations around the community that gave us a lot of donations. So after we had raised $25,000 from these presentations, the next part came was looking for a reef on what we wanted it to look like. We started out with the idea of doing a barge, but eventually Walter Marine found a shrimp boat, as you can see on the screen. And so we decided to purchase that from them. And before we could drop this reef, it had to be prepared, environmental regulations and cleaning and all that kind of stuff. So with that, I got my troop together one day after school, and we got to go down with rakes and shovels and clean up all kind of foam, trash. And that was really just a day that we got to be together as a troop and work on the project. And so from there, we got everything ready for deployment. After we cleaned, the reef makers put in a big cylinder inside to, you know, help growth and stuff like that. And then we got ready to wait. And we waited a while. And so because of that waiting, we actually built a platform. Me and some friends, just one day after school, built a platform on the back of my papa's boat. And we got to drop chicken coop reefs. And so that was kind of how they did it back in his day. And so it was a really cool process getting to do it like that now. And so finally, we had deployment day number one. So we got to go, got to miss school for that, which was very cool. So we went out, we went out on the Gulf, and we got to drop the chicken coops on my papa's boat, which was especially cool. And we got to fish kind of on that little reef zone, which was another cool aspect of that. So finally became deployment day number two, which was just a couple weeks ago. And from that, we left out early that morning on my dad's boat and met the reef makers 14.8 miles offshore. And from there, they dropped the reef complex. But before we met them out there, I got to do a couple interviews with Fox 10 News. Just kind of, you know, explaining to them kind of what I'm doing now, telling them about the journey we've been through and everything like that. And that was actually from that article. We've gotten 31 different headlines kind of detailing the project and all that kind of stuff. So finally, after we did the interviews, we headed out there and we met their We thought the 50-foot steel-hulled shrimp boat was big until we saw the boat that carried it. So we met them out there. It was quite a windy day, so the gulf was pretty rough, but we got to watch them drop the boat. They had a huge crane that lifted it up, put it in the water, and just in a couple seconds, years of work was finally completed, which felt just amazing to have that accomplishment. And so after we had gone through all of this, I got a message on Facebook from actually the daughter of the gentleman who built the shrimp boat. And so she kind of told us the whole story of having it built, how much it meant to him. And he unfortunately passed away last January. And so the project that initially started out as a memorial reef for two great men in my life became another memorial reef for family. Yes. So that was just another incredible aspect of this. Yes. That's all I have. Thank you so much for having me. And again, thank you for the support.
We are so proud of you guys.
Garrett, I had the honor of knowing your grandfather. I've been thrown off a boat by your grandfather. I had to call your grandfather when I needed towed back in. Both my oldest son, Brandon, has fished with your grandfather and had many mornings of coffee with your grandfather. What a true legend when it comes to that. And I'm very proud for what you did, naming it in Glois's honor. I am interested in knowing where that this Southern heritage came from.
So it was actually from, the family lives in Irvington, Alabama.
Gotcha.
Which is,
so
just around the outside of Nashville.
Right. Well, that's awesome. Yep. That's great. By the battery. Yeah. Great.
Well, congratulations.
Could be a more, yeah.
Could
be a more
Eagle
appropriate
Scout.
Name either.
That's right.
So thank you.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
I like that you're so comfortable with the microphone now.
I try. I'm attending Mississippi State in the fall, studying aerospace engineering with a minor in music. I move out May 8th for band camp to start. So I'm just kind of enjoying my last couple months down here on the most beautiful place in the world.
Good for you.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's great.
We look forward to following your career, Garrett. It's going to be outstanding.
Well, Eagle Scout is quite an accomplishment.
Yes, it is.
It's a tremendous
quite
accomplishment.
Quite an accomplishment. Congratulations.
Yeah.
The numbers are published, I'm assuming.
They will be.
Good. Okay.
Once the state does their part to add to it.
Will you make sure I get them before Mr. Boyd gets them, please? There will be nothing
He's
left.
He's already been asking.
He hates those snapper, man. He hates them. He kills them.
He'll put those to some public reefs that really
Really?
Good.
Just like that. So.
100 feet?
Roughly?
80, yeah, almost 90.
Almost 90.
That is
Anyone
so cool.
Anyone know where the Romar Hole is? Mm-hmm. One of the oldest reefs off of Orange Beach is Romar Hole. One of the old Callaways Walkers found it for electronics. That's how old that hole is.
Wow.
And it's always been a big spot. Like, you have to dry dock to get to Romar. This was going to be 2 miles, exactly 2 miles east of there. Straight, same line.
Great.
So
great. Okay. Thank you, sir. All right. Who's going to handle? Is Lanny here or Kit?
He's here.
Oh, there you are.
Yep.
Okay. Sorry, buddy.
Mayor.
Yes.
You also have this.
I'm not used to where all y'all are. Forgive me. I'm looking for you to speak up.
You have the certificate.
Oh, yeah. We got to get a picture. So as soon as we get through with this one, we're good.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor and Council. I am Lanny Smith. I'm the building official here for Orange Beach, and I am here to recognize one of my employees for a very special accomplishment. Adam Robertson, who is here. Come here, Adam.
All right.
Was just designated by the International Code Council as a Master Code Professional. The Master Code Professional designation is the highest level of ICC certification that's given. It's kind of the gold standard for building code professionals. And it demonstrates a lot of hard work and a lot of testing and education. Adam is one of only 14 people in the state that carry this designation and only one of 800 worldwide. Adam has been with the city for about 8 years, started out as an inspector, with no certifications, and hit the ground running with his education and his testing, and was promoted to chief inspector, and now serves our plans examiner and our only and our first master code professional, and really probably one of about four in the whole Gulf Coast region. So we're very proud of Adam and what he's done and what he brings to the city and to the citizens of Orange Beach. He does us a great job.
Thank you,
Thank
Adam.
You. Appreciate it, Adam.
I'm not near as good with the microphone as he is.
Thank y'all. Thank you for the support.
Now's the time to ask for a raise, buddy. Get it while you can. It's over with.
Actually,
congratulations.
I can't speak enough highly about Adam. He, Adam actually was a builder with his father. Mr. Kenny, I believe you're in the audience. I won't sing you out, but... and then he came to our building department as an inspector, so he's got a lot of history and knowledge of the building components and building structures and such like that. So congratulations to you, buddy.
And for those that don't know, even though we seem like a small town from our community, we are a very big town when it comes to construction. And the level of inspection that's required for what we do is pretty amazing compared actually to the rest of the state. So
yes.
We have a great... and. That master's designation really does set us apart. Thank you for that.
Yes.
And Lanny, thank you for encouraging. Good. So, all right. You want to get your picture? I don't want you to have to hang around listening to this boring stuff.
It's your time.
Come on.
Chief Kimmerman, there's Mr. Smith. Finally made it to him.
Okay, moving to unfinished business. Resolution authorizing execution of an amended restated transfer of guaranteed contribution and use agreement with Baldwin County Board of Education Performing Arts Building.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. Okay, this is the contract on how the building will be used, who will be allowed to use it. It is going to be approved in substantial form, I think is the legal term, but there are still a few details to be ironed out. Y'all are giving me permission to work those details out, but there are still deal killers out there that we're going to get through, but I think we will. So if that's good with y'all, we're going to move forward. Okay.
Moving forward with the wording that I read today when we got this, I'm in agreement with it. Everything else that you're speaking of now will be brought forward.
It's like insurance, things of that nature.
Gotcha.
So, but the school board has been great to work with. They've essentially given us, or we have complete control of the building outside of school hours for the most part.
Yes.
And weekends for us to develop our performing arts program as we see fit. So that's very much appreciated. And they were a big help in getting that done. Because no one else has ever done it around here. This is new. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Moving to new business under miscellaneous additional. Approval of a business license for Gulf Coast Ducks, LLC.
Move to approve the business license.
Second.
Okay, any discussion?
We had an email this afternoon from Mr. Grimes, I believe, about Mr. Blankenship, and I believe the owners are here. Ken, I appreciate the email and the understanding of what our concerns are.
I would like to say that the owners today have explained that they're not going to do the splashdowns. It's, what'd you call it?
Controlled entry,
and will probably be only at Cotton Bayou. They agree the current at Boggy Point is challenging. So it would be a controlled entry, and they understand when it is too crowded, they will not even do an entry. So I think that answers a lot of our concerns.
That is appreciated. They do meet all the criteria for the private marina load unloading. Please understand, it is a state launch, but they ain't going to call the state. They're going to call me if they got a problem. So then you got a problem. So I want you, because y'all know how that boat launch gets in the summer, and when y'all going in and out 20-plus times, we just got to be very careful. So please keep that in mind, okay? But we hope you are a success. We think it's an asset and appreciate it, okay?
One more time.
Any other questions?
Is it Boggy Point or is it Cotton Bayou?
Cotton Bayou.
Cotton Bayou.
You know,
I think it may be both.
Which?
They're not going that far. Okay. We've already had the conversation.
Great. Thank you. You covered that.
Y'all do have permission for both, though, am I correct?
Sir?
Y'all do have permission for both, right?
Yes.
That's okay.
And y'all came with incredible recommendations. So what you've done in the past, kudos to you for the work you've done.
Honored to be here.
Yeah. Thank y'all. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Moving to resolution. Resolution establishing a $10 million non-taxable line of credit, Bryant Bank. Cost associated with lost revenue due to COVID-19.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Okay, discussion. Well, 5 weeks ago, the apocalypse was upon us, and now it looks like things are moving back to normal. So right. We're still going to, just as an explanation, we were looking for a backup insurance in case we had to go somewhere and did not want to deplete all of our cash reserves. This was an option, very low interest, and I'm assuming we still may go through with it, but I don't know that we will need it as things hopefully get back to normal. So anybody else want to add to that explanation?
Well, we only pay interest if we use it. It is used as a credit card. So if, God forbid, we needed it tomorrow, we don't have to wait to apply for it and be approved. We already have the line of credit in place. So thank you, Bryant Bank.
Yes.
We appreciate you, and thank you, Fort Hanley.
Yeah. Doug and Matt, we appreciate y'all went over and above.
That's right.
To help us make
Thank
this happen.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And they are local guys.
They are
and
local
they do
guys.
Local service.
Yeah,
local
guys. Very, very active local guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution awarding the bid for the sewer office building, M.W. Rogers Construction, not to exceed $621,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. I got any questions? It's an awful nice building for Mr. Hartley.
Yes.
Where's, I don't know. Is he here?
Where is Hartley?
Where is he?
Mr. McMillan's here.
It's not the same when Hartley's here. I
That's
can't
right.
abuse you, man, like I do Hartley. Okay, thank you, Gary. We'll get it done. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution rejecting all bids for police vehicle emergency equipment.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution awarding the bid for a new boat lift at Hudson Marina for the fire department.
Adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution appropriating funds to the Orange Beach High School to fund two teaching units, not to exceed $172,849.30.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion.
Mayor?
Yes.
Just on that, we fully anticipate that number being less, so mm-hmm. we'll know once they hire and they get everything worked out with the salaries and the benefits yeah. package, so we'll bring that number back for the official forms.
And these two units will be funded out of money already budgeted.
Yes.
So it's not a new budget item, but it's two units that we do not have the number of students to justify from the county, but our principals feel like they're desperately needed, so we agree.
Yes,
so
I agree.
We're going to fund them ourselves this year and see what happens. Okay. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of professional services agreement for special needs aid for Camp Sunshine program.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? We're moving forward with the professional services agreement, but we have not absolutely committed to how we would do this if we can do it.
Yeah.
But we're trying to work through it if we can.
Well, I read that, and it's. I told Wanda I appreciated the information, and it just seems like it's the right thing to do if we can work it out.
That's it. We know we want to do it.
Yeah.
But in this world, sometimes what you want to do doesn't always work. But we're trying our best to make this work.
Yeah.
Because the little girl deserves to be with a friend. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing a single source purchase construction of Gulf Bay Road drainage improvements, Canal Road widening, John G. Walton, not to exceed $106,735.94.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with Sawgrass Consulting to provide land surveying, civil engineering services, new shooting range not to exceed $14,800.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? We're trying to get there with the gun range.
Yes. It's been a roller coaster. And this is phase one.
We hope we may have to go to phase 0.51. It gets more expensive every time we evaluate them.
Gun ranges are not what they used to be. You don't just put a barrier up and shoot. You got to have baffles and everything on the sides is 10 times more than we used to have. And so that number is much greater.
Many regulations.
Than what we thought it was.
Yep.
But it's a wonderful thing. Thank you, everyone who worked on that project.
Yes. Thank you, Wade.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So in addition, resolution authorizing execution of a change order number 2, Asphalt Services Coastal Resources Center site work, $15,494.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
Yes.
Yes.
Philip.
Wade.
Hey, Wade. How you doing, man?
Yes, sir.
How much more bulkhead are we adding to that?
Roughly 12 pieces.
I got you. Okay. How much?
20 pieces.
20 pieces.
So
40 feet. Okay. Thank you.
Very good.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a sub-award grant agreement, Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, for the Restore Act State Expenditure Plan funding Orange Beach North Sewer Force Main Sewer Upgrade Project.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. This is the 8-inch. What's it going to be, 8-inch?
It's going to be 14-inch.
14-inch, okay. I was way off. Anyway, it was a lot of money, and we got Restore Act money to cover it.
Right. Yes.
So was it $5,
yes.
$6 million?
About 5.2.
Okay. Yeah.
We
so
go, we go 8 miles north, correct?
Right. Yeah. We pick up the end of the wharf, do another canal wharf.
Right.
And end up on County Road 12.
That's it. Okay. Thank you.
Y'all got a good job. Thanks, Gary. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a subgrant agreement, Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. Is that the one I just read?
No.
Okay. Restore Act State Expenditure Plan funding canal road improvements east of State Highway 161.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. Okay, this is moving forward with our three laning and road improvements and hopefully figured out a way to get a golf cart path and everything we need east of docks to Perdido Gate.
Yes.
So, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. We will adjourn and go immediately to the Committee of the Whole. So, do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. City Council Committee of the Whole meeting is called to order.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Considering previous minutes from work session, regular council meeting committee, the whole moving forward for review of 5-5-2020. Moving to new business under miscellaneous review, discuss architectural and sign elevations for the Tom Thumb at the wharf.
I think it looks very good.
Yeah. Y'all good with it?
Much improved.
Thank you. Any questions for
Kim? It's a lot better. It adds that coastal features that we've...
Do we have pictures?
Asked and implemented.
I think we do.
I'm sorry, Jeff, I interrupted you.
We're good. I got my point across. There you go. Much improvement.
Yeah, for those that don't know, this was out of their wheelhouse, but we would not approve the typical square box Tom Thumb / Burger King. We wanted something that looked like us. So they came back. We gave them some design features we wanted added. They came back with this, and we think it's pretty nice for a Tom Thumb Burger King.
And a Cinnabon, it looks like.
Yeah, Burger King and Cinnabon.
Just, man, that's just what I need.
An auto spa.
Auto spa.
Okay. So now everybody knows we are not blocking fast food from coming to Orange Beach.
That's right.
That is an urban myth, folks, I promise you. Right there at the wharf on the east end, east corner.
It's right
next
at,
to,
right at the east. Yeah.
Captain's Cove.
Yeah, east Wharf Parkway.
Cypress Village.
Yeah.
Cypress Village.
You still got to make a left turn out of Louder, though, buddy.
It's not next to Captain's Cove.
We'll build you an overpass right over. So. All right. Y'all best good with that?
I do need to bring something to your attention, if you don't mind, Kid Alexander Community Development Department. Can you bring up, Chris, the Wharf Tom Thumb signage, please? It's the bottom one. Yes. Staff failed to bring to your attention that the height of the sign is 22 and a half feet. Our sign ordinance requires or limits the height of signage to 15 feet. So this sign is shown in this elevation. You can see when he scrolls down, keep going. It's the freestanding sign in the front. There it is. Yeah.
Oh, my.
So it's 22 and a half feet, and I do want to point that out to you since it is deviating from
the
standard.
Can we see the scale to the building? Do we have it?
I don't believe we have that, do we? Do we have that in the package? I believe we have the wall signage shown on the building, but I don't think we show the building and the sign in the same elevation.
Yeah, I got reservations about this. I really do.
That kind of height.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we just don't do it anywhere else.
And it's going to be taller than the roof line.
Yeah. Let me check and see what the roof line height is going to be. We can't do height, so we can.
Okay, so let's get back to the Cinnabon.
I guess it gets back to principle. We have a sign ordinance for a reason. We have a height for a reason.
I agree.
Denied
it
anywhere
else.
Because
of the multiple listings there.
And I do understand. But we have the same issue with our sign in front of our medical arts building.
Exactly.
You know, so I just have a problem exception for anyone because we have not done that. I'm open to y'all's suggestions. But
it would be nice if they could take the Cinnabon and the Burger King and put them on the same one, possibly.
Yeah. Or let those be on the building.
Mm-hmm. Or let them just stay on the building. Right.
Can you tell how many feet those two signs take? The Cinnabon and the Burger King?
They're 2 feet each.
Is there a possibility of two separate signs?
That would not be in compliance with the ordinance.
Okay, would it be the lesser of evils?
That would be up to you.
I really think that we need to get this sign down to where everybody else did.
Okay, I'm good with that. I just want to make sure.
Exactly.
Right. I agree.
Just throwing options out. So if y'all were good with
it.
Right. And I think the franchise signs are highly visible on the building.
Mm-hmm. There'll really be no competition for signage there. In other words, there won't be signs stacked in front of it.
Right.
As you're moving east and west, the sign is going to stand out.
So how many feet are they going to lose, Kit?
Seven and a half feet.
Seven and a half.
So is that the sign of the two franchise signs, the size of the franchise signs?
I'm not understanding.
Okay, there's a sign that says Cinnabon, a sign that says Burger King. If we remove those and use those on the building, does
those are only 2 feet tall each. So that's 4 feet if you take those two signs out.
Including the space in between and
around.
Let's
see the sign again.
The doors on the front of the building are 7 feet. So that gives you the top of the building and the cupola, the top of the roof line is definitely higher than the 22 feet, and the canopy is pretty close to it. So it wouldn't be out of scale with the building.
It's not a standalone sign. It is actually the sign on the building above the...
No. I'm just saying it's the pylon sign that is would be by the road is going to be in line with the same height top of the building and the cupola. So it's not like you would have a sign this way higher up than the roof line.
That's 12-foot ceiling, 6-on-12 pitch, 8-on-12 pitch, so you're going to be what? Mr. Wizard? Captain? 30-foot, okay. So... Okay. But that's the issue. It isn't really it's the sign on its issue.
Right.
So.
I just hoped that since we were in PUD and it passed the first time that we would be okay.
Do you know how many PUDs we have in this city?
I
don't mean that in an ugly way.
I'm not saying we'll probably be okay with it.
I know.
We didn't address the sign in the first one. We were addressing the outside of the building. I don't know that.
Yeah. And we're hard to get along when it comes to building. I get that. We are. But, I mean, it's worse. Yeah. No, I don't. I get
okay,
it.
So I don't think there's any diminishing the visibility of the signs on the building for the franchises. So the gas price I think you would want on the sign, the Tom Thumb you want on the sign, maybe even the auto spa, but I think the franchises have to be removed from the sign to bring it down.
What you could do is, because the square footage is correct, you can take it, and instead of it being this kind of sign, you can bring it up and have it
wider
and not higher, yeah, and have the same square footage.
I understand what you're saying.
It's just the height.
Yeah.
Width is not going to be a problem.
Okay,
for me.
So we're good on widening it. We just need to bring it down to...
You can widen it.
Yes.
You just need to keep the same sign face square footage and bring it down. So you're going to turn it on its side.
We gotta bring the height down 15 feet.
We
can keep the same square footage.
You
just need to widen it and shorten it.
Y'all good with that?
Yes.
Can that be done administratively, or do you need to come back?
Well, it's going to comply with the sign ordinance, so
therefore you can approve the sign.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Kit, for bringing it up.
Thank you, Kit.
Okay, our resolution authorizing the execution task order Thompson Engineering Professional Services Canal Road sidewalk to be located between Wharf and Oak Street. So
that's going to be nice.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
So I was going to thank her for the resolution.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
And thank them for the design. It really
is nice.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you, Doug.
Okay. Resolution authorizing execution of reciprocal agreement exchange information with Baldwin County. Y'all good with that? Ford,
yes.
Where are you at? No big deal.
Remind me, Ford, well, what is the purpose of doing that?
If they find taxpayers or vice versa, we share information to ensure that all businesses are accounted for.
Oh, okay. Yes. Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Resolution declaring the back-to-school sales tax holiday July 17th through 19th, 2020. And hopefully we're going back to school.
Orange Beach, Alabama.
Hopefully.
Yeah, that's Orange Beach, I guess. All right, moving to public hearings. Public hearing, Beach Village PUD modification 6/16/2020. You okay with that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wharf PUD modification reader board sign 6/16/2020. Y'all good with that?
Has nothing about what we just talked about.
No. Okay. Y'all good with those dates?
Yes.
All right, this time we'll open the floor, and we are on Facebook Live, right? So anybody out there that has questions, send them however you're supposed to send them, or comments, and we'll be glad to entertain those. And anybody in here that has anything that they'd like to bring up?
Yes, and if you do, you need to go to the microphone so they can hear you.
I know you, Tom, and I know where you live, so go ahead.
When are they going to start the final paving project at Canal Road?
It'll be in the fall.
Yeah.
We're going to have that. How this came about was, correct me if I'm wrong, we were only going to have the one lane. When we measured the width, we said if we reduced the lane width, we could get five. And we took a shot, and Aldot jumped right on board, the contractor, and helped us. So we did not expect five lanes this summer.
Yeah.
So we'll keep them. Now, there will be times when they're doing cuts that they'll have to cut them, but for the most part, Friday through Sunday, they're not working. Friday afternoon through Sunday, they're not working. And then you see how much they're open during the week. So it's been a godsend. I don't know, this weekend, this was a record weekend, guys. Everybody
yes.
knows that, I think, by now. But we had no real backups at all. And we had one little bump fender bender in front of right down by the Tom Thumb that backed it up briefly. But other than that, it moved well. So anyone else?
Public comment time, y'all.
Yep. Anything on Facebook land?
No parent questions.
No questions on Facebook?
Okay.
I have something I would like to put on the cal for next meeting, if we could. Last night, the city of Foley passed an ordinance that was donating some money to the new Safe Harbor Animal Coalition. I know you've been talking with Jenny.
Jenny
I've been talking
Rob.
With some of them. And most of the concerns that we had about this in the past have been resolved.
Okay.
Foley made their donation, but they also said it's only if Orange Beach, Gulf Shores, and the county does the same. I wanted to give y'all a copy of this so you can be studying it. You knew I was going to bring it back.
Is Wade still here?
What was their amount, Jim?
30.
Jeff.
35.
One time?
One time. And I want y'all to have this to be looking at it so that when we meet next time, if you have questions, please email me. And here you go, Jim. That's the resolution that Foley passed last night.
Okay.
I'm listening.
Mayor, Joni, thank you so much. Wade, before the epidemic started, I had given you something from Safe Harbor, and then we went into full mode of put it off.
So, what everybody's been asking for, from what I understand,
will you come down?
From what I understand, from what you gave me, what they're basically asking for is for y'all to assist in funding their new facility. And that would be connected to but unrelated to our concerns about the way the city interacts with that particular program or group or
okay.
that group within the city limits of Orange okay. Beach as it relates to the wildlife issues we mm-hmm. had and, you know, that sort of thing. So I guess what I would say is if you're going to fund it, we need to go ahead and establish that documentation that we were seeking to establish initially
okay.
so that we kind of have that defined relationship for that
this
group
is actually-
or any other group.
It's actually for a surgical suite. The
right,
funds
right.
are for a surgical suite
yeah.
for the TNR program.
Okay. Correct. So it's all part of their facility for their program, which, again, we fully support the program. I think it's a great program. I support the facility, that sort of thing. We just want to make sure that...
And it's in good hands. It's in very capable hands. From
yeah, so no issues there. We just want to make sure that as the group goes forward from an operational aspect that we have documentation that protects us and them on
okay.
how they operate within the city limits.
Great.
Thank you, Wade.
Jonas. So, Joni, you talked about in the last page that local veterinarians are going to donate, they're going to provide low cost care. Have they figured a solution for perpetual employees?
Yes, and they are working with Auburn University
mm-hmm.
with their students.
I'm fine. I'm grateful they got it worked out. Just the concern is always been,
I know.
What's the long term? Are they going to come back to us later asking us to keep it running?
I don't think so. I think their plans are. And they will be here if we want them here to ask questions.
Next. Now,
but I wanted you to have this in advance so you could be studying it.
And even that committee at the whole, we'll be Rob and Jenny.
And we can have whoever you want here.
Yeah,
thank you.
Joni, thank you. No, I understand.
Well, thank you.
Housing.
I appreciate you've been
yeah.
talking with Jenny. And because this yeah. happened last night, because they're going to Gulf Shores in the county next, I just said, let's just go ahead and take the information and read it. And that way you will have some time to look it over before someone came before you.
Well, hopefully with Jenny, that ship's been stabilized to some
yes,
degree.
I hope so.
We have a working relationship.
Yes.
So I'm good with that.
Yes. For you, thank you or whoever put out the deal on the rabid raccoons. Yeah. Thank you for posting that.
Yes.
Have we had any luck extracting them?
Distemper.
Oh.
Yeah, don't let that go. It's distemper, not rabid.
That's another level of hype.
Sometimes
thanks.
I wonder about Mr. Boyd, which one he is, you know?
Sure, neighbors that are rabid, not the coons, buddy. You know.
To answer your question, yes, we are actively removing them. We're receiving reports on a regular basis. So far, we've been able to remove them without incident.
Is it one small area, or are we
it's
talking widespread?
It's pretty widespread already, including, as of this week, north of the Beach Express off the island.
Oh.
So.
Thank you, Wade. I know I should let sleeping dogs lie, but I haven't learned to do that yet. So they're... And now that I've done this long enough to know that social media does matter, and once a story or an issue gets traction, I think it's very important for us to not necessarily try to negate it, but to put the facts out and then let folks believe what they will. But I think it's very important that I addressed the issue with our tennis pro so that y'all understand what we're doing and having why we're having to do it. And I think y'all are aware, but I'm on for, and since we're on Facebook, hopefully this will get out there. The position of our tennis pro was a position of a full-time employee with benefits, but the tennis pro also was allowed to generate revenue through private lessons at the same time. Been that way since 17 years, whatever. Nobody thought twice about it until at some time a little over a year ago, a year and a half ago, we were looking into some other accounting issues and just a lot of different things was being explored. And this came to light, came to our legal department, and the legal department says that is not legal in the state of Alabama. Have you got that slide? And Wanda's here to correct me, our city attorney, if I misspeak. So, it is section 3625-5 of the Alabama code that disallows that. So we made that known to our pro, and we have been working on this for some time that we had to come to a resolution and fix this situation. And we had three options. The first option would be a full-time salary position as a tennis pro. But since we have no tennis pro shop anymore, and since there is no real duties to be had by the tennis pro, such as court maintenance, because we do all that, they would essentially be doing nothing more than liaison with league and lessons. So the way it was set up, and the way it should be set up, is that as a salaried position, there was still a performance clause in that position that guaranteed that you generated X amount of dollars that would come back to the city through these tennis lessons, because they're not free. So we weren't going to pay somebody $75,000 or $100,000 to come and go as they please, to do what they wanted, train their friends, whatever. We wanted a checks and balances, and that was through the performance clause. The greater the amount of money you generated, the greater amount of money you would be paid. So if we started at the $75,000 to $80,000 range with a performance clause that you would generate X amount of dollars back, if there was more, then you would make more. That was the way we wanted to set the salary up. Try to be fair to a hard-working pro, not to limit them, but at the same time, we had to meet the code and ensure the city was not spending monies for somebody not doing what they need to be doing. Second option was an independent contractor. Independent contractor means they would have no city affiliation, no benefits. They would strictly make their own schedule. However, they would have to fit our needs as a community and a tennis community. But they would essentially recoup 99% of the money that they generated. We were very generous in that what we requested of them is the same thing we do with our personal trainers, is we don't want that small pittance of a money amount of money that we would take on a split with you. We're asking you to give 10 hours a month of free lessons to underprivileged children, seniors, anybody as an orientation or an initiation to bring people into the tennis community. So there was no money split. It was just give us 10 hours a month of your time. That's what we do with our trainers. I looked up Gulf Shores Tennis Pro to look at how theirs was structured. They are an independent contractor. They are an 80-20 split, and they are required to do 8 hours of administration every week. So the deal that we offered was a very nice deal for the right pro that wanted to work that hard. Unlimited amount of money that person can make. The first court would be completely free for the 10 hours. If there was any other courts needed, it'd be $40 per day unless we scheduled it in some way that we felt there was a need or a help to the city of Orange Beach in our public use, then we would figure out how to either negate that, reduce it, or whatever. And then the last option is what's called an RFP, request for proposal. And that's what Gulf Shores did. You essentially put out what you want. You put it out there and let anybody bid on the position, and then you take the best option. Because we had a long-term serving professional, we didn't want to go RFP route. We wanted that gentleman to have first shot at being our tennis pro and staying. And we offered that to him. And at this point in time, I don't think he has accepted, so I'm not sure where that stands. But that's the reason we had to do what we had to do. That's how we structured it and how we laid it out. So I'll be glad to answer any questions regarding that issue. And hopefully that clears everything up on social media. And please, again, for those of you who know how to do it, spread the word. Appreciate that.
So let me add to that. There's no termination. There wasn't a termination. Mm-hmm. There was a resignation. Then there was an unresignation mm-hmm. over a matter of a weekend. So just to set the record straight, no one's been fired. No one's been terminated. It is a legal issue, and we had to right the ship.
Yeah, it was. And it really wasn't.
Quite frankly, not talking about personnel, the position was agreed upon a while back of how we're going to finish before construction started of a drainage project in tennis courts improvement, just to clear the air. It was agreed upon by the personnel.
Yeah, they were very much aware that those courts would be down for as long as 3 months and had probably 9 months to secure another location to teach.
Right.
Or they were offered a position with the city working with our kids for that duration of that time where we would allow them to keep their benefits and as health insurance until such time that it was time to go into one of these options, which we felt was a very fair offer as well, just to try to help him out with the health insurance and benefits. But we looked at these, but this was truly a binary decision. This was not a negotiation. You either want to accept the terms of a salaried position, and this is how it works, or you want to be an independent contractor, this is how it works. Which one would you like? If neither, then we understand, we'll shake hands upon
and it. Well, and it wasn't done overnight. This has been going on for quite some time.
It has.
It's not something that just happened.
It has not. It's been been going on for some time.
That's right.
So anyway, just want to clear that up, and I want people to know we put a lot of thought into how we structured this to be fair to the tennis pro, to the tennis community, and to the taxpayers. And we thought all three options met that criteria. So, but if anybody has any questions about that, I'd be glad to answer or clarify.
Can I just ask, how did that come up again after 18 years? What brought that about?
Yeah, we were looking into accounting with the tennis pro shop because we closed the tennis pro shop down. Okay. And, and through that, how it came about.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Anything else? And we can go back to open floor if you got any questions. And no questions from Facebook world. We'll be good. Okay.
I quit watching.
All right. Okay. Well, then I'll entertain a motion.
So move to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you all for being here.
Happy
Thank
Memorial
you, ladies.
Day,
Appreciate
everyone.
Y'all. Garrett.